maternal lineage. She waits inside the optical illusion of the meeting house. Men assemble on the right side, while the other gender sits with the children on the left. She folds her hands in prayer. Like others in the town, the church's design is simple, created in necessity. Lamps, windows, doors, a coal stove. But here, men and women divide the interior space by partition, a wall which slides up and down with effort. It retains the voices of each separate sex. Silence allows anyone, a minister, a man or woman, to preach, to break the morning hours they hold. The partition divides the meeting house and people into symmetrical copies. She glances over the wooden barrier as if into a mirror to see her reflection distorted by mustache. A man in black trousers and jacket sits. He doesn't notice her stare, the shock echo in the lines around her eyes. She sees the delusion of it, the division between them. She opens her hands, inhales. She begins to speak.